Hello, my name is Radio Announcer Man, and welcome to The End Times. Today, on October 17th, the sun, that giant shiny thing in the sky, has went missing. We obviously did not spend a full 20 minutes trying to get a witness report from the moon. It was previously claimed by officials that the sun would have died out billions of years from now, but however, that was not the case. Here is a statement from the place where scientist statements are made.
Oh yeah, it was crazy, man. I guess totally forgot to carry the one or something. Also, we were wrong about the whole explosion thing. It kind of went out with, ploof.
This ploof has been yet to confirm by sources. As evident by the sun disappearing, the world has been cast in eternal darkness like an angsty song. We sent a reporter out almost immediately after the incident because we have nothing better to do. The reporter began to interview people on the street, although we clearly told them to attend the president's conference, but you know. Numerous people asked who turned off the lights before realizing they were outside. Then an alarming amount of those people then attempted to find the light switch from outside. We won't show that audio for those faint of heart or of common sense. We bring you now to Bobby. Bobby, what's happening?
I'm coming from right outside the lab, I mean the studio, with some breaking news. The sun, it's missing. It also happens to be really cloudy, but that's just one of the side effects of the missing sun. The temperature is 56 degrees, which is because of the missing sun, and nothing to do with the fact that it's early spring and the heating for the entire time. Oh, crap, there's a police car. They found us. Oh, wait, they heard. False news. as I was saying, heating is down. Not that it has anything to do with the power outage that is sweeping the nation. Stay tuned for more daily news. Also, don't trust any other news. Only us trying to lie to you. Lies! Back to the station.
And now we'll take some calls. Hello, this is the End Times Radio Show.
Yes, hello. Is it true the sun has exploded?
It appears so.
Oh God, I just saw a documentary on the telly and it says we need the sun to survive. What are we gonna do? The government hasn't reached out. Oh God, the government has fallen.
I'm sure.
We're all gonna die, either from the cold or from each other.
Wow.
If only someone had known and prepared for this.
Okay, anyway, moving on. Hello, you're listening to the End Times Radio. What can I do for you?
Hi, I'm Professor Amity with the Scientific Study Institute, the place where they make scientific studies. Yeah, the sun is still there.
Okay, Prof, it's obviously not.
No, it's still there. I'm pretty sure.
But no one can see it.
Wait, say if someone leaves a room or leaves your line of sight, they don't exist?
Does chocolate milk come from brown cows?
No.
And you call yourself a professor? Where did you get your degree? Clown shoe and plastic bag display case making school?
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Okay, bye, Prof.
Hi, I'm back roaming the streets, and I just this minute found this person. How do you feel now that we know the world is going to end any second now?
The sun was just here 20 minutes ago. It's just cloudy.
Cloudy, a great metaphor for what's going on. We hope that the sun will shine once again, too, though we know that will never happen.
It's not a metaphor. You can see the sun right now. It's just, the clouds just moved.
It's just a glare on your glasses.
I don't wear glasses.
On to the next person. How do you feel now that the sun is gone?
I knew this was going to happen. The moon goes next, and then the landmarks.
Wait, what?
While the rest of you were doing useless desk jobs, I was preparing for the aliens. I took part of military-like training, though you can never trust the military. They're in on it, too.
Don't you think that's a little overkill? I mean, aren't you kind of panicking?
Nope. As I said, I am prepared!
Okay, and you, what do you think of what's going on?
Well, I just got back from a trip that's halfway across the state, and the sun's perfectly fine there.
Well, the sun was still okay when you left?
It was half an hour ago. I'm having a hard time believing this. Do you happen to have any proof?
Yeah, it's in my car. Run. I think we lost him. Oh, we're doing another interview. How do you feel about the sun missing?
I'm not quite sure, but I'm sure aliens are coming.
No. You're not supposed to say that. We're live.
Can I do that again? I didn't feel like that was real enough.
Just move on to the next question.
Oh, okay. What do you think is going to happen once the fear sets in for the rest of the world?
I'm supposed to ask you that. That's my line. I'm now with a group of teen girls. What are your feelings for the sun missing?
Kyle said he would love me if the sun stopped shining. We're gonna break up.
Is that, like, going to affect my makeup? Because, like, people need to know how to put on night makeup. I could really make some money off of this.
How am I gonna tan? I have a vacation coming up, and, like, I don't want to look like a vampire.
And now we'll take some calls. Hello, caller. What can I do for you?
Hi. So, the sun is down permanently?
Of course, the city's in panic.
I see. So what you're saying is lies are obsolete.
What?
Yeah, there's people running, screaming in the streets, like headless chickens. Of course, they still got that important feature.
I don't follow.
The heads. Perhaps someone should go assist them if they want to look the part.
Okay, next caller. Now go. Hello, caller.
Hi, I'm Taylor, and I'm 8.
Hi, my name is Radio Announcer Man, and I was 8 20 years ago. What's your question?
If the sun's gone, does that mean there'll be a snow day?
I don't know. Do you have a question?
What does it mean the sun's gone?
Well, it means it's not there anymore.
Yay, no school! Because, see, I got this test coming up, so addition and subtraction, am I right?
Sure.
Hello, this report is brought to you by Doomsday Prep, where our motto is, "Oh God, it's a flying bug! Get to the bunker!" We knew this was going to happen, so we came prepared and stocked up on canned foods with our most popular brand, Dear God, the World is Ending dried milk. With an added bonus, anti-spill protection, so the only thing you need to cry about is the world ending. We also have same-day home bunker installment right in your house. Just choose the rooms you want to include in your bunker, and we'll have it done in no time. You can also shop online. There are people standing by waiting to help with your end-of-the-world needs.
And now for a short music break.
We don't have any music.
Then think of something.
You're supposed to answer. Hello, caller.
Hello, I'm a farmer. You know, the people in charge of farms. Last I checked, the crops needed sun to grow. How am I supposed to do that?
You should be using some sort of, I guess, heating technology.
I don't have heating technology. Well,
whose fault is that?
Why would I need heating technology if I had the sun?
Well, now you don't have the sun.
That's the whole point. I need the sun for my turnips.
Sir.
No, you don't understand how much I need these turnips. My family has been harvesting turnips ever since my great-great-great-great-dad choked on death on one.
That is horrible.
Oh, no, we didn't like him that very much, so we made sure to have extra turnips in case he ever returned from the land of the dead.
Okay.
Never had the sun explode once in my entire line of non-stop obsessive turnip farming family of farmers.
Wow, you're really into farming turnips.
I pushed away everything I've ever loved to be on that ranch. Now what am I gonna do?
I guess starve.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Thanks for calling. And now for a special message. This is the end. When the sun went out, the world was encased in total darkness. We will be fine, for a while. But then we'll see the worst storms humanity has ever faced as the globe is rapidly trying to distribute heat. And those who survive that, the temperatures will drop. Without the sun, the Earth will go spiraling out of control into the stars. This is the end. My apologies, and everyone here's apologies, to all those who never got to grow old or have things left to do. Goodbye. And there you have it, folks. Life as we know it is over. Humanity is over. Dunzo. Finish. The end. Epilogue. Finale. Termination. Resolution. The conclusion. The...
I'm so sorry. The sun is still there. And Jerry, you went way past your time again. Don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm sorry. Don't tell my mom.
We'll talk about this later. Once again, the sun is still there, and Ariel wishes you a safe and happy day. Again, the sun is still there. But what about the moon?
Moon, 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 moon.